Title: Funky Drummer. Amen Variation Stretch Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one is for the heads who already know the Amen isn't just a loop, it's a living organism. In modern drum and bass and jungle, the real sauce is how the break breathes over time. Tiny timing shifts, subtle velocity changes, and that push-pull tension that makes a drop feel like it snaps into place. Today we're going to use Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool as a variation engine. Not just add swing and forget it. We're going to treat grooves like performance states, then automate the feel across an arrangement in a way that stays musical and controllable. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar rolling drum arrangement where the break stays coherent, but the micro timing and accents evolve. You'll get a tight versus drunk contrast between sections, plus a couple of transition tricks that scream jungle without you manually slicing every single bar. Let's set the stage. Set your tempo to something in the drum and bass zone, 172 to 176. I'm going to sit at 174. Create three tracks: an audio track called Break Main, another audio track called Break Parallel Smash, and optionally a MIDI track called Kick Snare Layer. We'll use that layer later to keep the snare feeling like it owns the room. Go to Arrangement View and give yourself 32 bars. Think in 4 chunks of 8. Intro, drop A, variation, drop B. That structure matters, because we're going to make the groove tell a story across those phrases. Now, choose and prep your break. Drag in an Amen or Funky Drummer style loop onto Break Main. Click the clip. Turn Warp on. For Warp mode, start with Beats mode if you want punch. In Beats mode, set Preserve to Transients. That usually keeps breaks crispy and aggressive. If you hear tearing or weird artifacts, you can try Complex Pro, but just know you're trading punch for smoothness. In drum and bass, punch is expensive. Don't throw it away unless you have to. Now make sure the loop length is correct and it actually loops clean. Classic move: use a 2-bar Amen so you get more phrase movement baked in. 1-bar loops can work, but 2 bars gives you that natural call and response that makes the break feel less like a sticker and more like a performance. Cool. Next step: load grooves into the groove pool. This is your feel library. Open the groove pool on the left panel. Now you've got 2 main sources of grooves. You can load built-in swings from the core library, like MPC swings and shuffle templates. Or, and this is huge for jungle, you can right-click your break clip and choose Extract Groove. Extracting a groove from a funk break is basically stealing its micro-timing fingerprint. That's the kind of thing that makes drums feel like history, not math. At around 3 to 6 grooves, you want at least 1 tight groove with low swing, 1 shuffly groove, 1 extracted from a funk break, and maybe 1 that feels late or lazy for halftime drag moments. Here's the mindset shift. We're not hunting for the perfect groove. We are building a palette of feels we can switch between to control energy. Now apply a groove to the break, but keep it controlled. Select your break main clip. In clip view, choose a groove from the groove dropdown. Then go to the groove pool and look at the controls: timing, random, velocity, and bass. For rolling drum and bass starting point, try timing around 20 to 40%, velocity around 5 to 20%, random around 3 to 10%, and bass, start with 1/16th. Bass is sneaky powerful. Think of it like the resolution of the groove's influence. 1/16th gives you detailed hat and ghost note swagger. 1/8th is chunkier and more obvious, and can feel more halftime friendly. 1/32nd can do micro skitter, but it's dangerous. It can also ruin your snare timing real fast. Here's your target. You should feel movement, but the snare still hits like a weapon. If the groove makes the whole thing feel messy, don't just panic and turn everything down. Reduce timing first. Timing affects movement. Then adjust velocity if the loop feels flat. Velocity affects storytelling. What feels important? Now for the main trick: variation stretch using Groove Pool like an automation tool. Groove Pool isn't automation friendly by default. A groove entry behaves kind of globally, which means if you start automating the groove parameters directly, it can get annoying fast. So we design around that. Option A is the most practical and reliable. Duplicate groove states. In the groove pool, pick the groove you like, then duplicate it a few times. Rename the duplicates clearly. Something like Amen Groove Tight, Amen Groove Roll, and Amen Groove Drunk. Now set their parameters like this. Tight: timing 10 to 15%. Random: basically off, 0 to 2. Velocity: 0 to 5. Roll: timing 25 to 35. Random: 4 to 8. Velocity: 10 to 15. Drunk: timing 45 to 60. Random: 8 to 15, velocity 15 to 25. These aren't laws, they're ranges, but they're a good map. Now in Arrangement View, Split your break clip across sections. Use split, Command E or Control E. Bars 1 to 8 get tight. Bars 9 to 16 get roll. Bars 17 to 24, give yourself permission to go drunk, especially if that section is your varination zone. Then bars 25 to 32 snap back to roll or tight, depending on how hard you want the final drop to hit. That's the classic drum and bass psychological trick, loosen the groove to create tension. Then snap tight on the one to make the drop feel inevitable. Now let's talk option B, the real automation lane vibe. This is for gradual ramps inside a bar or two, where you want the groove to morph instead of stepping. Take a grooved version at a higher timing, like 50%, then commit the groove. That prints the micro timing and velocity into the clip. You're basically freezing the feel into the audio timing. Now duplicate the track. Track A stays tight, ungrooved. Track B is the committed groove version. Then use volume automation or a utility gain automation to blend between them over one or two bars. That gives you a smooth stretch ramp into a fill or into a drop, without relying on groove pool parameters being automatable in a nice, continuous way. Teacher note here, commit strategically. Don't commit your entire 32 bars. Commit only the 1 to 4 bars you intend to edit or feature. Otherwise, you lock yourself into a feel and you lose flexibility. Now that timing is evolving, we've got to make it hit like drum and bass. On break main, do a clean, stock chain. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz just to keep sub rumble from building up. If the break is boxy, dip around 200 to 350. If it's dull, a tiny lift around 4 to 8K can bring snap back. Then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, crunch low maybe 0 to 10, boom usually off for breaks or extremely subtle, because it can get flabby. Then transients up, plus 10 to plus 30 for bite. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't smash the transient. Release on auto, ratio 2:1, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not flattening. Now the parallel smash. This is where weight comes from without killing your groove. Duplicate the main break-to-break parallel smash, or send to it. On the parallel track, put saturator with soft clip on, drive maybe 6 to 12 dB. Then drum bus with more aggressive drive, 15 to 30%, and pull transients down, negative 10 to negative 30, to thicken and smear in a good way. Then a compressor, ratio 4:1, fastish attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 50 to 100 milliseconds. Then EQ 8, and this part matters, high pass the parallel at around 120 to 180 Hz. The parallel track is not allowed to compete with your sub and bass. It's there for crack, air, and attitude. Blend it in quietly, often like minus 18 to minus 10 dB under the main. If you can obviously hear the parallel track as a separate thing, it's usually too loud. You want to miss it when it's muted, not notice it when it's on. Now let's do the stretch variation fills. Groove plus tiny warps, without going full chop edit mania. Take the last bar before a drop. Blit it. Twitch that one bar to your drunk groove state. Instantly it feels like the drummer is leaning back and skidding into the downbeat. Then add a tiny clip envelope move. You can automate volume in the clip envelope and do a quick dip, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB, on the last eighth note. That creates a pocket of silence that makes the downbeat land harder. Optional micro stutter. Take the last 16th to 8th of the clip. Duplicate it 2 to 4 times. Keep the groove in drunk for that bar so the stutter feels like it's slipping, not like a gridlocked glitch. Controlled chaos. That's the vibe. Now, the big problem you'll run into. Groove makes the snare feel late, weak, or like it lost authority. You fix that by establishing a grid anchor. Simplest way. Add a tight snare layer. On the kick snare layer MIDI track, load a drum rack with a short, punchy snare. Program it on 2 and 4. Keep it tight to the grid, no groove. Low volume. You're not replacing the break. You're pinning the listener's perception of the backbeat to something stable. If you don't want to add a snare sample, another way is to automate impact instead of timing. Map or automate drum bus transients and drive. On tight sections, a touch more transients. On looser sections, a touch less transients and maybe slightly more drive. The groove can loosen, but the authority doesn't vanish. Now, some advanced variation ideas to level this up. First, push-pull call and response inside a two-bar phrase. Duplicate your groove into two versions, forward and lazy. Forward is tighter, lower timing, low random, moderate velocity. Lazy is looser, higher timing, slightly more random. Then alternate them every bar across an 8-bar drop. That creates motion without slices. It sounds like the drummer is making decisions. Second, ghost note shake without wrecking the backbeat. Duplicate break main to a new track. Call it break ghost print. High pass it aggressively, like 700 Hz to 1.5K, so you're mostly getting head edge and ghost texture. Apply a wilder groove to that. Commit only on fill bars. Then blend it under the main break. Now the hats and chatter drift and dance, but your snare body stays stable. It's a cheat code. Third, if you hear little flams or clicks when groove shifts timing, do transient safe swing. Consolidate a two-bar loop variation. Add very short clip fades on the edges. Then you can push timing slightly harder, without artifacts. Now a quick set of common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. If you overswing the whole break, like timing 70 to 100%, you lose drive. It becomes drunk in a bad way. If random is too high, hat smear and the loop stops looping convincingly. If you pick the wrong warp mode, like Complex Pro on a sharp break, you can get transient mush. And if your parallel chain is full range, it will fight your bass and your headroom will collapse.